This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Facebook parent company Meta this morning said it's laying off 13% of its staff, about 11,000 people worldwide. You can add this to a list of big tech companies cutting jobs. Twitter, Lyft, Stripe, and Salesforce have also announced cuts. And some workers aren't just losing their jobs, they could lose their right to stay in the U.S., Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
For decades, the tech industry has relied heavily on H-1Bs, a guest worker visa for immigrants with specialized skills that's usually good for 3 years. But when H-1B holders are laid off, they have 60 days to basically find a new job or leave the country.
I mean, what does that do to a person? Can you imagine?
Ajay Manchanda knows the feeling. He's now a permanent resident, but was laid off 3 times while on an H-1B after attending school here and then working for almost a decade.
You spent 10 years building a life, and now you have 60 days to sell your house, to sell your car, to get your kids out of school and leave the country.
Manchanda was lucky. He was able to find a new employer to sponsor his visa each time he was laid off. But if someone can't do that, their options are limited, says Sophie Alcorn, an immigration attorney in Silicon Valley.
It is really scary. People are freaking out.
She says some immigrants who have been laid off could apply for permanent residency, but there's a huge backlog of applications. It's especially hard for Indian immigrants, who make up about 3/4 of H-1B holders. Some companies offer to help laid-off workers apply for other visas, says attorney Matthew Dunn, who represents employers of foreign workers.
They do look to find, you know, any strategy that would work for them. Can they switch to a visitor status? Could they go on their spouse's dependent status?
But it's the uncertainty of situations like this that could make the U.S. less attractive to immigrant workers, says Gaurav Khanna, an economist at UC San Diego.
What it's doing is essentially directing this kind of global talent to other countries.
Countries like Canada, which Khanna says has made its immigration policy friendlier to foreign tech workers. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.